This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
And here we go.
There's a drive!
That is Derek's Dimes. Well done, well done.
Swing and a drive!
6'11 and a half. He's an athlete, face-up shooter.
High drive to left field.
I've been hearing that a lot.
The drive and the two.
He visited here this past weekend. Sounds like it went well.
The drive of the game.
I think if I'm Underwood, I want you to go out and I want you to take every available shot you have.
Swing and a drive, and that ball is absolutely right.
Well, here we are.
And he drives one.
Coach Derek Piper here. Happy to be joined by Josh Whitman, Brad Underwood,
Lovie Smith coming in to join us.
Let's go for a little ride.
All right, it is The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5. Lante, Derek Piper, Trevor Valise here as well. Pipes are in the other room, man. Did you get in trouble or what?
I don't know. I'm behind the glass.
You are.
In the penalty box, as you say.
We sent you in the other room. Is this a minor or major? You're going to be in there for five?
You'll have to decide.
You'd have to know hockey, though, to like that.
It's true.
So, well, you know, I'm going to get you there. I'm going to get you to like hockey, I promise. Maybe the Blues will win a second one in a row. All right, it is The Drive. A lot to talk about today, including the swag that Illinois is going to get in the Red Box Bowl. Jeremy just tweeted out every bowl game and their swag, and it looks like the Red Box Bowl is one of the better ones. And I would assume as a player, that's all that matters, right?
Free Blu-ray rentals for life, potentially.
Boom. Yeah, exactly. Why not, right? It's going to be fun. So we're going to do that. We're going to talk a lot of Illinois, Maryland, of course, and then get you ready for Illinois and Michigan, which is tomorrow night here at State Farm Center. We'll do a next question, Major League Baseball edition. Is Garrett Cole, he hasn't signed yet?
Not quite.
So he's going to make over, what, $36 million a year?
That's what it sounded like.
$36 million a year. I think I can handle that.
I don't know.
That's crazy. And then, of course, why is everybody freaking out about Chris Bryant? Is this what they're
going
to do?
I think he's going, man.
Okay. Now, what would you think of that as a Cardinals fan?
I'd be okay with it.
I would be, too.
Yeah.
As a Cardinals fan, I would be, too. There's no doubt about it. All right. We have some special guests in studio here with us today, and it's Jamal and Rebecca Walker. Of course, Jamal, the assistant coach for Illinois basketball, and his wife, Rebecca. How are you guys today?
Doing great.
Good. Happy to be here.
Well, thank you for coming in. I know that today we're going to talk about athletes versus epilepsy. It's a tournament, and it's organized by the Orange Crush. I'm going to ask you guys to just kind of explain, and Jamal, I'll start with you. If you can kind of explain exactly what that will encounter, you know, what will the athletes versus epilepsy tournament, what goes into that, and what are we hoping from that?
Well, what we were trying to do is raise money to help and spread awareness on epilepsy. And my wife and I are big supporters of athletes versus epilepsy. And this was just one way, in conjunction with the Orange Crush, to not only spread raise money, but to spread awareness on epilepsy. And so what they're going to have is last week we had a knockout tournament, kind of old school.
I love that.
In the park, kind of in the front yard knockout tournament. And those who won are going to participate at halftime of the game in Michigan.
Oh, that's awesome. So this is tomorrow night. They'll go out and participate. And Rebecca, you have a son, right, that suffers from epilepsy?
Yeah, our 7-year-old son, Braylon. He's had epilepsy for about 2 years now is when he was diagnosed. And so we got involved with Athletes versus Epilepsy, kind of using Jamal's platform to help raise awareness, because we found that when he got diagnosed, people weren't really talking about
right.
it, and we kind of had to dig to find information. And so we thought, we kind of have the motto, don't waste the heartache. And so as we're going through this, what can we do to help others and to, you know, just kind of get through it?
Yeah, absolutely.
This is a disease that obviously can pop up out of nowhere and has a major, major effect on, obviously, Braylon, the families. What do you want people to know about epilepsy and what they can do to support this cause?
Well, they can support the cause by many different ways. Obviously, spending their time and talking about it, learning about it, because you never know. Like you said, Derek, it can affect a lot of people. And so just educating yourself and learn as much as you can. So if you're in the situations where you can help, and as far as the way you can help out in other ways, it's just your time, your money, you know, and try to help those, because there's 3.4 million people who live with the disease. And so we just want that to be something that's near and dear to our hearts, and we want to try to serve that and help that.
It's interesting. I looked up epilepsy today, and it is something that I think, Rebecca, that you kind of, you know about growing up, and obviously you hear about it, but I'll be honest with you, I had not forgotten about it, but I just hadn't really researched it in a while, and it's a scary thing.
Yeah, it is scary. I think that the seizures are scary, but then there are also kind of the side effects and the day-to-day things that you might not realize that somebody is going through who right. is living with it. It could be medication side effects. It could, and depending on the type of epilepsy that they have, the number of seizures that they're having. I want to say 1/3 of the people who have epilepsy, it's uncontrolled. And wow. so what that means is that there has not been a medication or a therapy okay. that has worked for them. So it's just kind of challenging. I would say if I gave anybody anything that I wanted them to know is what to do if you saw somebody having a seizure.
That's a great point.
Stay with them. You would want to keep them safe so that they didn't hit their head, and then turn them on their side.
Okay. Yeah, that
so
makes
stay
sense.
Stay safe side.
That makes sense. Okay. And with Braylon and with many that suffer from a seizure, do they remember when it happens, or how does that work with Braylon? Or can you sense if something is going to happen?
I wouldn't say that I could sense with him, just because the type of epilepsy that he has his seizures if he's after sleeping, when he's waking up from sleep. So there's not necessarily a way for me to tell because he's been sleeping. I think other people who do have epilepsy, if they are missing, a seizure could be as short as a second. So they might know that they missed part of a conversation.
Wow.
So it just kind of depends on the person. Okay.
Could you speak to what Braylon's day-to-day is battling this, and also as a parent, and how you kind of combat that or prepare yourself and try to put him in the best situation to live the best life?
Yeah, I mean, well, he's got to take medication, so he's on a medication that he takes twice a day. He does it in the morning right before he goes to school, and then he once before he goes to bed. So the thing that he has to learn is sometimes, like Becca said, he has it's kind of, what's the word, kind of manner. He has side effects that sometimes can occur. And so he's got to learn to adjust to those. And then his medication, because he is growing, sometimes medication has to change. So
So
obviously that makes a change in his behavior at times. And so just learning from that. And then from us as parents, we have to make sure we're on top of his medication, that he's eating the right way, that he's sleeping the right way, because his nutrition and his sleeping has a major, major part in him staying healthy and trying to prevent those seizures.
I'm sure that's part of raising money for the medications and the medical bills and everything is probably a big part of helping parents out who are dealing with this with their children, right?
No question. I mean, we're really blessed. I mean, we have the necessary funds and the means to provide him the best proper care, and other people don't, And so we want to try to help that. I mean, we like Beck said, want to try to utilize the platform that I have as a coach at the University of Illinois, prestigious university, and a coach, and so to not only to the people out there, but my coaching colleagues and friends, to utilize that platform and to serve these people who can't do the things that we can do to help provide for our son.
I think it's wonderful you guys are doing this. Jamal Walker and Rebecca Walker. Rebecca, I bet this was the situation when this happened with Braylon. Is this just one of those where you're on the computer nonstop trying to figure out exactly what's happening, what do I do as a parent, et cetera, to figure out what is going on and how to best treat this?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think after that first doctor's appointment, we were kind of left with a lot of questions and trying to figure out the best ways to help. I think in our case, after doing the research, we found that for Braylon, a trigger for him is lack of sleep. So we kind of tidied that up, got that in check to make sure that he's always getting enough sleep, because we did notice at a different time when he had one that's what caused it. So yeah, doing research, kind of, you don't want to be in this network of people who have this, but
right.
I do want to say that, like, having found other people who are living with epilepsy has been very helpful for us in our journey, who understand it, who get it, and can kind of, toss ideas back and forth of different things to do.
Yeah, I can't imagine just being able to lean on somebody else, coach, that maybe has experienced this in the past, and just to be able to talk to them and just get answers, right, that you have questions for.
Yeah, I mean, some people have a bit different experiences. You can communicate about doctors
sure.
and their journey, and everybody loves to know as much as they can about something.
Right.
If you can find some of experience of had raising a child or had went through an experience with a loved one to make you better, to help make his progression smooth and easy. So that's what we try to do, and in return, we like to try to give back.
Right.
I think that's a really, really big thing for us. It's something we, you know, that's a staple of our household, is to try to continue to give to those when you get an opportunity to.
That's awesome.
So for those out there in the listening audience who want to get involved, who want to give, is there a website to go to and get that done? Is there other events that they can get involved with to help you guys out?
Yeah, you could visit athletesversusepilepsy.com, and you could, we have a page on there that you could search for last name Walker, Team Walker, and you could make a donation there. If you want to learn more about epilepsy, you can get on there as well and just read and learn about the different types and see ways that you can get involved.
Yeah, well, I know you're going to do something tomorrow, obviously, at halftime, and the Epilepsy Awareness Night at State Farm Center. So can people literally bring $20, $100 tomorrow and donate to this? Or how does that work, you think, Coach?
I think that we prefer that people go to the okay. webpage and do so. And, you know, to try to do that. But, you know, the game's going to be really exciting. Not only do we play Michigan, but it's a great opportunity to spread the awareness of epilepsy and let people be aware. And we got rally towels that are purple.
Oh, cool.
And our guys are going to be wearing shirts that have an eye, and the eye is going to be purple. So if somebody thinks that we've created the purple into the orange and blue, we're not doing that. We just simply wanted something that kind of represented or brung the Athletes Versus Epilepsy and the Epilepsy Foundation together in conjunction with the University of Illinois. And I'm so thankful that the DIA and the department was so gracious to give this,
right.
this opportunity to bring this to a really pretty big network. I mean, we're on the Big Ten Network at 8 o'clock.
Huge.
That's prime time. And so we're very thankful for that, because I'm sure people will see why are they holding purple towels. And again, that's just something that, you know, that we wanted to do. Like we said, sometimes it's not about money. It's just about,
sure.
it's about spreading awareness and carrying those conversations so people can help each other.
Is Braylon pretty excited about tomorrow night? I bet he's probably like, hey, I'm leading the way here.
Braylon is excited, and he is also participating in knockout
awesome.
Tomorrow.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Did he get a buy into this thing, or no? He got his way in there.
Got
huh?
coached up on the jumper, huh?
I just hope he's a better shooter than his old man. That's all.
Well, I don't know. That led to a pretty good career. It's funny, Jamal. I think it's awesome that as you're talking, your wife Rebecca kind of did like the rally towel motion. Isn't it amazing probably what you've been able to lean on with her and how much she has just been unbelievable, I'm sure, in this?
She's been unbelievable. I mean, she's the rock of the family, and I'm very thankful that she does a lot of the work at the house to kind of put him in position to be successful and healthy, and
yeah.
and that allows me to do the best I can for our career. And so that's why we're a team, you know, and when she makes
awesome.
those hand gestures and so forth, I know that exactly what she means, and you know, we try to do this together. And so this is something we definitely have collaborated well as well, and try to make people's lives and situations a lot better.
There's nothing better than a mom. There's nothing better than a mom. And Rebecca, I assume that probably as somebody that's you know, in the public eye a little bit, you've been one. I know you've probably leaned on people, but you've probably been one that has been leaned on by other families and to say, hey, you know, how's it going? How do we do this, et cetera, right? And you probably love that.
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's always good to be able to give back and to let somebody know that I understand what you're going through, because it's hard as a parent to watch your kid go through something,
right.
and no, you can't do imagine. Anything about it. So, yes, definitely has been rewarding in that sense.
Now, epilepsy, not curable, is that correct?
There is no cure for epilepsy. You know, you can get it under control by taking your medications. Some people have had surgery where they stop having seizures,
oh, okay.
but there is no one cure for all of the different types of epilepsy. No.
And this can hit at really any age. I think it's more common in children and older people.
Yeah, that's the highest growing population of people with
okay.
epilepsy, children
okay.
and older adults. But you could get it could out of nowhere with no cause for the reason that you're having it, or you could get epilepsy after you had a traumatic brain injury.
Okay.
So just lots of different ways for it to show up, but essentially everybody who has a brain could end up
absolutely
with epilepsy. I think 1 in 26 people will develop
wow.
epilepsy in their lifetime.
I saw that figure today when I was looking at that, and that's a lot. 1 in 26, that's very common, and that's something that we need to obviously pay attention to. I know I was looking on the sheet here. It's the fourth most common neurological condition nationwide. So you know, it is something that you just don't think about every day. And obviously for you guys, you do. And so we want to help out every way we can. And I know you guys are both doing a wonderful job. Coach, I've seen a couple of stories on TV that you're out there getting this done. Again, can you mention the website again? And we'll say that during the show today to make sure that people can help out. But if you can, okay, so I'm an idiot when it comes to technology. So give me the website, and then we, like for you guys, we can look at Team Walker. Is that what you said? So if you can explain that one more time for people like me.
Yeah, if you visit athletesversusepilepsy.com, and there will be a spot on the side where you can type in Team Walker, and you would be able to find our fundraising page. Or I think Jamal's even posted it on his Twitter.
Oh, that'd be perfect.
So you could click there and find it as well.
Okay. What is that Twitter account real quick, Coach?
At Jamal Walker. Pretty simple.
Boom. Yeah, I mean, you're one of those that made it really easy. I like that. There's some that are just underscores and all sorts of stuff, and I get all confused in that. All right, Jamal Walker and Rebecca Walker, you guys fighting the fight, and I think it's wonderful, and I can't thank you enough for coming in. If you don't mind, can we take a quick break, and we'll talk to Coach a little bit about Illinois basketball? Will that work?
That'll work.
All right, we'll do that. We'll take a quick break. If you want to weigh in, 359-2255. It is The Drive.
This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Hey, you. Are you looking to the big box stores for cabinetry? You are simply just a number. They couldn't possibly care about each individual cabinet and countertop that will go into your kitchen or bathroom. Luther Falls not only gives you the attentive service and installation you need for your project, but they also won't be beat with their prices. If you can't afford Luther Falls cabinets, you can't afford cabinets. Call Luther Falls at 356-4060 or go to their website at lutherfalls.com.
Financing now available.
It's the Built for the Holiday sales event at Ford. It's a big deal, and we're busy making preparations to get you the best deals of the year. Because unlike Santa's presents, ours just don't magically appear. At Ford, ours are built in real factories, where pickup trucks come with best-in-class payload, where SUVs are built with available features like terrain management and driver assist technologies, and where you can get 20% estimated savings on select Ford SUVs and trucks. You don't have to write Santa a letter to get these presents, naughty or nice. Just come see your Ford dealer during our holiday sales event. Best in class payload when properly configured. Classes light duty pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR based on Ford segmentation. Eligible on select 2019 model year vehicles. Vehicle must have arrived at dealer at least 61 days prior to the sale date. Estimated savings include an average dealer discount based on a sales survey of average discounts offered by Ford dealers nationally. Discount may vary. Dealer determines price. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 1-2-2020. See participating dealer for complete details.
It's decorating with Duncan.
Hey, your desk looks great. Really festive with all the decorations.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, this Dunkin' Peppermint Mocha Latte gave me a little pick-me-up, and I decided to go for it.
Whoa, you even lined your desk drawers with musical lights?
Yep, and look what's inside. A Dunkin' Gingerbread S'mores Latte for you.
Get holiday in a Dunkin' with a $2 medium latte, cappuccino, or Americano from 2 to 6 p.m. The holidays run on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Leadership.
Experts.
Advocates.
Influential.
It takes strong words like those to describe the region's most trusted business association.
The Champaign County Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber is making a positive difference in our community, growing and improving the business climate, the economy, and our workforce through passionate advocacy, special programs, and unparalleled resources. Call the Champaign County Chamber of Commerce, 359-1791, or go to champaigncounty.org.
Grow with the Chamber. Join or renew your membership today.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, we'll help make your auto repair, maintenance, and restoration projects easier. So when your car isn't stopping like it used to, our professional parts people will help you find the brake parts and supplies you need to do the job right the first time. Now, for a limited time, get 15% off a set of Brake Best pads and two rotors. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's the Jeremy Warner Show, weekday mornings from 9 to 11, right here on ESPN 93.5.
All right, it is The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5, Lante, Derek Piper. We're going to get you ready for Illinois and Michigan. And Derek, a lot of times it's just somebody like me trying to explain what I think might happen in the game, and somebody like you that goes to the games. I used to have that press pass down there low, but now I let people like you do it. You know, I
sit where the beer is.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I don't blame you.
I mean, that's even better, right? But today we've got an expert to talk Illinois basketball, and that's Jamal Walker, of course, that we've been visiting with Jamal and his wife Rebecca about the Athletes Versus Epilepsy. And again, we'll talk about that website all day and have people go on and try to help out, just raising awareness for this, which I think is a wonderful thing. Well, Coach, it is a big one tomorrow against Michigan. The Wolverines come to town. I guess let me go back. Coming to town off a couple of tough losses, obviously. How hard is it to get over the two losses, like the one to Miami and then, of course, the one to Maryland? I just can't imagine how hard that is the next day for you guys to get over that, the players.
Yeah, it's difficult at times, but, I mean, you got to quickly move on because they come at you pretty fast, and especially when you come into Big Ten play. So you can't allow one situation to affect the next, you know. So if you carry that over and drag that out, it can have an effect or an impact on the game and your preparation. So what we try to do is try to prepare the same way, make the few adjustments that we need to make, and then we'll get the ball tipped up and we'll be ready to roll.
I know Coach Underwood came out after that game, said there were a lot of tears in that locker room. I mean, man, that's a gut punch to lose a game like that where you were leading the entire time. And for that to happen, I mean, you know, listen, you're playing the third-ranked team in the country on their home court. You know they're going to make a run. College basketball and basketball in general is all about that. But how tough is it to digest? How tough was it to go back and watch that film maybe, especially that second half?
For me personally, it wasn't that tough because I think my philosophy is, as a coach and really in my way I live my life is to I never lose, I learn.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
So I try to look at, okay, where can I get better, win or loss? It's the same approach. It's the same mentality. It's the same process. So that one, because I think the guys played at such a high level with their effort, with their toughness, those are the ones where, as a coach, I sleep very well. Knowing that they gave their maxed effort. And when it comes to the execution, it was pretty obvious we didn't execute some things on the offense end as well. But those are things we can teach. And so I'm just excited from the Miami game where the effort wasn't near as good, the toughness wasn't near as good, to a level, high level of Maryland where it was toughness.
No doubt.
It was grit. It was grimy. It was who we want to be. I can live with that. Our staff can live with that. Yep. Now it's on us to make the adjustments to help them so they can prepare the same way, but yet make the adjustments and execute better.
Especially given the opponent, I think it's pretty easy to say that was your best effort defensively. And I told you before the show, the best I've seen you guys contest at the rim. With a lot of your focus on the defensive end now, what did you come away from thinking about that? And how do you feel about the way you guys are playing defense?
I think where we're playing defense was obviously from Miami to there's night and day. I mean, and that just kind of show you when you're – how a difference 1 or 2 days can make, the mentality of your players can make to how you play. And so we made the adjustments we need to make. We had a great game plan. Coach Gentry was the lead scout on that one, and he did a great job. And, you know, the whole staff was bought into it. The players bought into it, and they executed it, you know. And so, when you're a coaching staff, that's what you want. That's what you want to see. And so now it's about doing that consistently, and that's what we're the next step we need to make.
Mm-hmm. Michigan comes to town. What challenges do they present for your defense?
Man. You know what?
What don't
I mean, Coach Beilein, I have a high level of respect for when he was there. Now Juwan Howard's there, and I have a high level of respect for Juwan just watching him from a distance because he's actually integrated his way of playing within John Beilein. So you see a lot of Beilein, you see some of the system, and you see some of the sets that they run, and yet they play kind of with his blend of more pace and more speed. So they present challenges in transition because they still are excellent in transition. They still shoot their threes. They provide great spacing on the floor, and I think they have one of the elite passers in the game in college basketball, and Xavier Simpson, who's top five in the country in assists.
I think Kofi passed the test, definitely, this last week against Maryland, but he's got another tough one coming up with John Teske. More of a kind of a traditional big man, I guess, you know, just kind of post up and use his body. Are you excited? I'm excited to watch that matchup. Is it fun just watching Kofi continue to learn, continue to get better, and just kind of each challenge thrown at him, he's like, well, let's go.
There's no question. I think the Kofi, what I love about Kofi is what Brad has said about him. He listens. And yeah. I think he retains information really well. Not only does he retain it, he utilizes it on the floor, and he can translate it. So you're going to continue to see him grow because of that in increments. And so you see he's doing well now. He's going to continue to rise.
Absolutely.
And so because he continues to rise, it's going to make our team better. And so I'm excited about that. And here's the thing that's kind of unique right now. I've been in the league now 8 years, and I've never seen so many really good big men in a long time.
I agree.
I mean, he's got Teske. He's went against Jalen Smith. He's got Luke Garza coming soon.
Right.
He's got Caleb Wesson after
yep.
that. He's got Watkins at Penn State. And Nate Rovers at
right.
Wisconsin. It's just like it keeps coming and keeps coming. And then I look to the point guard situation. I'm like, there's so many really good point guards in our league. And I mean, it's like the league, I don't understand how people could say the Big Ten was going to have a down year. I just don't. It's probably one of the more – I wouldn't say we have the pros that we probably had in the past in some areas, but the depth and the quality of really good college players is really, really there.
Okay, I'm going to raise my hand because I did it. I was the one that said.
I was going to say, you should have told us over the summer.
Right, right. I mean, I'll be honest with you, Coach, because when you look at the top scores from last year, it's like something like crazy, like 15 of the top 20 guys are gone.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess, you know, a fool like me looked at that and thought, well, listen, I mean, you know, what else can there be after that great year? But you're right. It's downright scary when you start watching these Big Ten teams play and you see the talent that even a Penn State who's long and Mike Watkins just does things. And, you know, you watch that and you're right. I mean, this Big Ten is – good luck coaching against that. That's not a fun conference to go through every year, is it?
No, I actually enjoy it. I really do. I mean, I feel like – that's as a coach and as a player, that's what you want. That is exactly what you want. You want the opportunity to play against the best
sure.
every day in and day out because you want that challenge. And so and bringing that up, that's why I think Kofi's excited about. I think
yeah.
he's excited about the opportunity to play against these guys night in and night out. And that's going to raise his intensity level, and he's got to continue to be consistent, which makes him better.
Enjoying this interview with Jamal Walker, assistant to the head coach at the University of Illinois basketball, also defensive coordinator. Jamal, you mentioned learning something from every game in that Maryland game. I asked Brad about this today. Are you still learning and trying to figure out the late game situations as to where the ball is supposed to go or what we're supposed to do or who we are as an offense when times get tough and we need one?
Yeah, I think we are. And that's okay. I mean, it's December. I think sometimes when people look at your team and they say, well, they got Io back and Dre back and Trent, that those situations should be more ironed out. They're still learning each other in mm-hmm. different ways. Not only are they a year older, but their games have improved. They're better players. And so they're still trying to find that flow within what they do. And not only that, but Georgie's in a different role than he is last year. I mean, he's in a totally different role. He's playing more four than he was last year, and so that affects his opportunities and affects how he plays the game consistently. And so I think you will find as the season goes on, our team and staff continues to learn more about each other, that those situations will definitely get cleaned up.
A lot of expectations on Io, a lot of pressure.
Sure.
How do you handle that as a coaching staff to make sure that he's focused on the right things? And do you think that's something that maybe is in his mind or something that he has to deal with? Obviously, it's different for someone that's in mock drafts and pick preseason Big Ten and all that.
First of all, I've never experienced that. So I wasn't a good enough player to feel that experience. But, you know, when you try to look through a kid's eyes or, you know, in a young man like Io, the expectations are high, but I think he has high expectations of himself. So I don't think he looks around and tries to achieve the expectations of others. I think he tries to get to the expectations of himself. So I think he puts the pressure on himself because that's how good he wants to be. I think that's important to him. I don't think he's playing for anything other than to win basketball games.
Sure.
I really do. In saying that, I think because he's that competitive at times, and we have a lot of other guys like that, they want to make a play. And sometimes when you want to make a play and it's not quite the play you need to make, you're going to make some mistakes, you know. But I'd rather have a guy who has the ball or on the court who wants the ball in the late game situations and wants to make a play than the guy who doesn't. And so as a staff, that's on us to put them in position. Amen. So he can make that play.
Jamal Walker, Illinois assistant basketball coach with us. Just a couple more questions for Coach. Coach, you know, 12 wins last year, obviously the fans, you know, they're starting to get a little bit antsy, obviously. And then this year you come out, the loss to Miami at home. You know, I think we're all smart enough to kind of understand near the end of the year, those are games you hope to win, obviously, because, you know, those are maybe losses that could hurt you down the road. And then, of course, you play your butt off at Maryland. And I mean, it's amazing what one thing can do. You beat Miami, you play like that at Maryland, everybody's just going crazy about this game tomorrow night. Now, Illinois fans are kind of on the ledge, and I'm kind of the leader there, on the ledge of saying, oh, man, I feel like we have to beat Michigan. How do you kind of feel that stress, if you will, as a staff and as a team, and then not let it get to you? In other words, we can stress as fans. You guys can't, right? You kind of have to control it. And I guess, what do you say to the fans that are maybe stressing out a little bit right now?
They can stress out all they want to. I mean that's a fan. You know, that's,
yeah, absolutely.
And I love that about Illinois, is how passionate they are. I mean, I'm gonna use that more as a positive than I am a negative, because I'd rather them care at a deep passion like we have fans who do than the ones who don't. So as far as us as the pressure, like, it's cliche, but it's the next game in front, man.
Yep.
I mean,
they
all count for a W or an L, you know, and one, you don't get extra points for winning at Maryland. It's either you won or you didn't, you know. And in our case, we did not. And at Miami, we didn't take care of business. But I would say probably to people out there, there's 19 more.
Sure.
On the schedule at Big Ten. We still have Missouri. We still have non-conference games left. And so they all are impactful. And so that stress is going to stay. And that's why the process must stay consistent, because regardless of who we play, where we play, we're going to do what we do, and the process in which we do it is the same. And so that's what we're trying to achieve as a staff, and try to convey that to our players.
Great answer.
Georgie has played well when his mom is in the building. Trent has played well in general, but his parents are going to be back in town.
They are in town tonight.
They're in town.
I love it.
So
I can feel Rod Frazier right now. I am seeing him. That's my guy. Great guy.
So we're expecting 30 from Trent tomorrow, right?
Why not?
Right.
You know what? When I love that. When kids are far away from home, nowadays I think you see more kids leaving what I would call the breadbasket, the 4 or 5 hour radius from home, because of social media, because of TV. You see more kids expanding out to go see, you know, to go to school, because of they can be seen on TV.
Yep.
And all these television networks, and you know, so those things are good when I see parents in the stands, because, you know, there's nothing better when I was a player to see your parents sitting up there and playing, you know, when they don't get an opportunity to as much maybe some other kids. And so, you know, I expect those kids to play. But, yeah, I don't think they put any pressure or undue stress on themselves to do anything any different.
You played at SLU, right?
I did.
Yeah. Did you guys ever play Southern SIU?
Yeah.
How did we do against you? do you remember?
You know what? At the time, I played at St. Louis from 95 to 99, and I think in 1998, we had Larry Hughes.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and,
yeah. Well,
we were down, I'm
guessing,
think, 15
we didn't do well.
Or 20, and I don't know. No, we were down. They had Rashard Tucker.
Oh, yeah.
Really
those, yeah, absolutely.
And Coach Heron was there,
yep.
I do believe.
Yep.
And the year before, they had Troy Hudson.
Oh,
really,
yeah.
Really good player.
From
really
Carbondale.
Good player from Carbondale. And Rashard Tucker was there, and I call that actually, it's funny you said that, because that was, to me, that was Larry Hughes' coming out party, because he had, I think, 25 in the second half. And we came from behind and won, and I remember looking at a teammate, and I'm like, this dude's really good.
<He's>
he was a McDonald's All-American, but I'm like, yo, this dude's good, man.
I've got to say one funny story, and I'll let you go, because I know you're wasting a lot of time here with us, and I appreciate it, but I was doing television in Southern Illinois, and I covered Troy at Carbondale. And so when he, I think he eventually went, or originally went to Michigan, right? And then he came back to SIU. And I don't know why, but he and Tucker both came to the rec. And there was Dylan Bates, was another kid for Carbondale. They were at the rec one day playing basketball, and I was there playing basketball. And we just happened to team up. So as we're getting ready to play, Troy looks over at me and he goes, I got him. Because, you know, I'm covering him on TV. He came down, and I was giving him, like, 6 feet. And he made a move on me, and I fell. And I'm like, all right, I'm out. I'm not playing this anymore. He was quick as can be, and that's what's fun, right? The memories and remembering great players like that.
Yeah, I think he did the same thing to me, but I think I was really on the court.
Watching.
I feel you.
That was on film.
I feel you. Mine's on film. Right, exactly. Right. Like, it's on VHS, which I don't know if anybody. You probably, I don't know what kind of listeners you have, but VHS people, do you know what that is?
Yeah,
you know?
We'd have to go buy a VCR to do that.
Yes. What is that, you know?
The VCR ball back in 95.
Exactly. Oh, man, that's so true. Jamal Walker, it was such a pleasure to meet you and your lovely wife, Rebecca, and I can't tell you how much my thoughts are with you guys and what a wonderful thing you're doing to bring awareness to the epilepsy. And, of course, tomorrow night, Epilepsy Awareness Night. So everybody at halftime, stay in your seats, man. There's going to be some cool knockout games, and Braylon's going to be the guy we're rooting for. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I apologize to all the other kids. Never root against a kid, but, man, I'm going for Braylon in this thing. So, again, it's athletesversepilepsy.com. That's athletes and then VS, epilepsy.com, and then look for Team Walker, and you can make a donation. You can make a difference to a disease so far that is not curable, and hopefully if we keep battling at it. So, Coach, thank you so much for coming in. Good luck, of course, in the future with everything. It was great to meet you and your wife.
Thank you. Thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
Okay, Jamal Walker, great stuff with Coach. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk a little more Illinois-Michigan and get us ready for that, and some swag for the Red Box Bowl. It's pretty cool swag. And, again, I don't know what half of it is. It's these new video game things, and I have no idea what they are. I'm so old. All right, it is The Drive.
This episode of The Drive with Lontae and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.